Our Best of the Midwest comes your way on Thursdays, and in the past we have gone to Hocking Hills, and we go there again today. Karen Raymore is in our studio, the executive director of Explore Hocking Hills. Karen, welcome back.
Thank you.
You didn't have to bring your bundt cake, but we're really glad you did. Where is Hocking Hills?
It is in southeast Ohio, so if you're familiar with Ohio, Columbus is pretty much right in the center, and if you go about 48 miles southeast of Columbus on your way to Athens, Ohio, which is Ohio University, you will find the Hocking Hills right there.
Hocking Hills is a county, a town?
It's located in Hocking County, but the Hocking Hills is more of a region that's defined by the geological area.
What are the towns in Hocking Hills?
We have Logan, which is the county seat for Hocking County, and it's a historic downtown that's in the process of being revitalized. There's also Laurelville, which is on the west side of the county. Also, you know, a tiny little town, but with some great things, great restaurants. The Laurelville Fruit Farm is famous throughout the area.
Laurelville Fruit Farm.
Yes.
We're at the foothills of the Appalachians then?
Yes, you are. We are in the foothills.
And is that why it's Hocking Hills?
Yes.
It's hilly country?
It is. The glacier activity stopped north, you know, thousands and thousands of years ago. And that created this geological place.
But it's so forested
different.
Too, right?
It's heavily forested. We also have like the eastern hemlocks, which you don't typically find in that part of the country. It's something more typical to find in Canada.
Eastern hemlocks.
Yes.
That's a tree.
Yes, it is.
What's the big deal about that?
Well, they're beautiful to begin with. And we have a lot of them, because they stay green year round, they add to the beauty of the area in all seasons.
But your leaves are going to start turning there, I guess, soon, huh?
They will. It's usually about mid-October. We always say there's a few overachievers among the trees every year. So there's a couple that'll start turning early. But typically our peak color is between like October 18th and October 28th, kind of in that 10-day
I think we span. Feel that it's going to come a little earlier here this year because it was so hot. What was it like in Ohio?
Well, there was heat, but this year, the big difference is they had plenty of rain. Last year was a drought.
Yeah, we didn't have much.
It was a really like a 100-year drought is what they were referring to it as. And I know a lot of people on wells were concerned about their wells going dry. Well, we don't have that problem this year. And whenever you have extreme weather, whether it's, you know, too much rain, not enough rain, it stresses the trees. And that impacts the color.
Yeah.
So the weather has been good. I expect to be really spectacular color.
So what do people do when they get to Hocking Hills?
Well, we're best known for the hiking. The Hocking Hills State Park, which is the main attraction, I guess you'd call it, and is beautiful. But it's actually... The park is the umbrella name for six different parks. And so, and the hiking really ranges from completely wheelchair accessible, very easy, to some very tough hiking. But, you know, if you're a big hiker, you like those challenging trails.
I don't think we're doing a disservice to that place, but I don't think we've stressed enough how beautiful it is, how rolling it is, which we're not used to here, that there's waterfalls and forests and really curious or interesting places to stay, to sort of immerse yourself in this. It's really a rich indoor-outdoor experience, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And beyond just the hiking, there's rock climbing and rappelling because of that dramatic landscape. And, you know, there's nothing like actually rappelling down a real rock face as opposed to one in a building.
Yeah, right.
So there's a lot of different outdoor activities, but you mentioned the lodging, and that is what's so unique.
Talk about that.
Well, we've got over 1,800 cabins, lodges, and when I say cabin, some people would get the vision of a hunting cabin that's pretty rustic. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about cabins that are fully equipped, are quite luxurious. I tour a lot of them and often have kitchen envy because they have
really?
These massive gourmet kitchens, and but they also have got fire pits and fireplaces and big porches. Most all of them have hot tubs. Yeah. So it's the cabin is part of the quintessential experience.
Yeah, that's the way my friends sold it to me, because they went out there and they said they're sitting in the hot tub, or maybe it was an infinity pool or something. And, you know, there's the forest, there's the cliff, there's their drink. And it's just, it looks like the ad for Hocking Hills. But that was just one day, you know, one weekend in Hocking Hills.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say that we like to set expectations high and then exceed them.
Where do people stay? What towns do they shoot for? You mentioned the two, but I mean, are those focal points then?
Well, there are things going on in both of those towns, but the cabins that we talked about are really spread all over, and they'll sit on anywhere from, you know, an acre to 100 acres.
So are there some events coming up, though, when I get out of the hot tub?
You bet. If you're a runner, the annual trail run is coming up on the 20th of this month. And that takes place right out at Old Man's Cave is where it starts. It's a 60K, 40K, 20K, 5K, 10K, and 5K.
60K?
Yeah, those are serious runners.
Yeah, but as little as maybe a 5K too.
But yeah, and we get a lot of people that come out and just walk the 5K.
Yeah,
you know, you don't
sure.
have to run it. So that's a big attraction. But also the same weekend is the Jack Pine Glass Pumpkin Festival, which is, Jack Pine is a glass artist who's actually studied at the same school in Washington State as Dale
Chihuly.
Yeah. So his work is just gorgeous. And he puts together this festival every fall. And that is going to run the 19th to the 21st.
Well, so are they Chihuly-like? And am I buying or just seeing these pumpkins?
Yes. The artwork is for sale.
Uh-huh.
And the pumpkins are, they usually do a pumpkin of the year. In fact, I know they're doing it. But there's a great deal of variety, but then there's also other works of glass that are available.
Is there a winery or a distillery that folks like out there?
Yeah, we have them all. We have the brewery, the winery. So yes, that we've got a couple of wineries, actually a few, and a distillery that does the Moonshine Distillery, which is very popular, but also Motherwell Distillery, which the Moonshine folks, besides Moonshine, are also doing bourbon. And then Motherwell also does the whiskey and bourbon.
Give me another event or two coming up.
Oh, you bet. We have got coming, when we get into fall, there are naturalists out at the park have events almost daily. So you can take a guided hike, which is a great way to see any of the trails is with a naturalist, because you'll learn so much more. You get so much more out of it because you see more. Then also, every year they have the Grandma Gatewood Fall Color Walk. There is a section of trail in Hocking Hills State Park that is named after Grandma Gatewood. She was the very first woman to ever hike the Appalachian Trail in its entirety by herself. And she did it at 68 years old. Yeah. So anyway, and she was also one of the founders of the Buckeye Trail, the state's trail system. And this is a section of the Buckeye Trail, and it's a beautiful section with waterfalls.
So I could do that anytime.
Yes, but it's guided for the annual Grandma Gatewood Fall Color.
And when is that?
And that is on October 11th.
Okay. It gets us halfway into October, or well into October. Give me another item or two.
You bet. On October 24th, they're doing ghost stories at Old Man's Cave. So that's a night hike. And Old Man's Cave has some pretty good ghost stories anyway. The legend, the old man, so to speak, evidently came to his demise while trying to break up some ice with a gun, with a rifle. Not a good plan. But there are people that say they can hear his dogs, baying at night. And there's been a lot of folks that have claimed to have encounters. So they bring in a team of ghost hunters and they take this ghost walk. There's actually quite a few stories about hauntings in the area.
What's the travel time then from Chicago to Columbus to Hocking Hills?
From Chicago to Columbus, you're looking at about 5.5 hours, and then maybe another extra hour. Depends on where in Metro Chicago you start.
Right, and where, I guess, in Hocking Hills you want to go.
Right,
because
right.
it's the southeast part of that state. And I haven't done this yet. Friends of mine have, and they just come back with glowing reports. So we'll wrap it up by suggesting folks go online and I guess explorehockinghills.com will do.
That's the best place to go.
Explorehockinghills.com. Karen Raymore, the executive director there. Karen, thanks for coming into the studio.
Thank you.